Welcome to Workspace Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, James Robertson, and today we're going to talk about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. Guaranteed rent escalations built into your lease. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, here are the industry terms that landlords use that will sell you or describe this rate increase. Okay, you may hear of a 50 cent bump per year, quote unquote. You may hear annual rent escalation. You may hear words like rental adjustment or annual rent increase. You'll know what I'm talking about if you look at your lease and you see the 2% to 10% increase in rent that you have to pay next year that you don't have to pay this year. Now, let me tell you why this really irks me as a tenant broker. If you were to ask the landlord why the provision is there, here are the excuses. Landlords say that there's automatic rent increases to cover the cost of inflation. They say that we do this to keep up with the quote unquote current market rent. They say that the banks require us to show an increase in the investment. That's a good one. Or if they're really bold, they will just tell you this is part of the income goals or the pro forma of the property, which is industry talk for this is how much money we want to make off of this building. So just go ahead and shut up about it. Now, here's the main problems with the guaranteed rent increases. Most of the time in major markets, it guarantees that you will overpay in rent in nearly all but the strongest markets in office and industrial space. Let me explain how that works. In Houston, if we were to take the Southwest Houston market, for example, and you had a Class C office building that was $14 a foot in 2012, okay, and you did a five-year lease with the standard, quote-unquote, escalations at 50 cents, then your rental looks something like this. Year one, you're at $14 a foot. Year two, you're at $14.50 a foot. Year three, you're at $15 a foot, etc. Now, if we look at the actual market and where the rental market was in Southwest Houston for those 5 years, the Southwest Houston market was pretty much flat for Class C space. So all of that property stayed at about $14 to $15 per foot, while if you followed this rent escalation, you would be at $16 a foot, paying a full dollar more for the same space. Here's the point. In order to make a great deal, you have to reject the assumptions that the landlord is entitled to guaranteed increases every year, regardless of the market. The only way I recommend that business owners accept these increments is when the market shows through actual deals done that the market can support those rates. Now, I'm not talking about asking your neighbor what they paid in rent, and since they got hosed and you're getting hosed, everything's okay. I'm not saying to check online because the printed rent rate online is not actual deals done and it doesn't represent the market. It represents the market as much as a sticker price on a car represents the actual sales price, okay? So let me close with a quick market story. For all you savvy investors out there, if you've invested in the S&P 500 over the past 20 years, you should have averaged an 8 to 9% return annually. If you took out of the market just the best 10 days, let's take the best 10 days of the market out where we pulled you out of the market, out of that 20-year period, your earnings would have been cut to less than 4.5%. So I want to say that again if you missed the first time. If you were investing for 20 years in the stock market, your average rate of return was going to be 8 to 9%. If you took out just 10 of the best days of that 20-year period, your earnings will be cut to less than 4.5% on average. Now, if we took you out of the market for the top 50 days out of those 20 years, your return would have actually been negative. Now, as a business owner, you're not opposed to risk. Risk is part of your life. Now, the landlord's building is an investment, and yes, they're entitled to a fair deal. We're all about fair deals and win-win scenarios, but that deal needs to be a win-win for all parties involved. We can't expect the landlord to lease space at a loss any more than the landlord should expect you to receive higher than market rates just because. The next time you're up for renewal or relocation, you got to dig into the weeds and understand where the market's actually headed. You have to determine what a reasonable rent forecast looks like. You talk it over with your broker so you can develop a winning proposal so everyone is happy. Remember, I said in another episode that great real estate deals are made, they're not found. So, guys, I hope you like what you heard. If you did, please subscribe. This is James Robertson, and I wish you the best deal at the best rate with the best terms possible. Thank you so much for listening.
The The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.